I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. We have a story coming up from Canada, yes, our neighbor to the north, a country whose system of government is different to ours and therefore perplexing. Last Friday, we showed you just how perplexed we are. We referred to Doug Ford as the Prime Minister of Ontario. He's not. Canadian provinces do not have prime ministers. Ford is the Premier of Ontario. That's roughly equivalent, very roughly, to a state governor. Thanks to several listeners who pointed out our mistake, we'll try harder in the future, starting right now, because we're back with another story from north of the border. This one also concerns how Canadians deal with the opioid crisis. Like the U.S., Canada is experiencing an unprecedented number of deaths due to overdoses. Authorities there have been experimenting for years with different strategies to address the opioid epidemic. Often, heroin addiction is treated with maintenance medications like methadone. But in some cases, doctors in Canada are actually prescribing heroin to treat heroin addiction itself. Alana Gordon has the story from Vancouver.
Every day, Brent Olson travels about 20 minutes by train into Vancouver's downtown east side. He's got a degenerative right hip and uses a walker to get around. But there's no way he'd miss this clinic appointment.
It's the best decision I've ever made in my life was coming here. And now it's changed my life. And I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if I hadn't found this place. And I'd be dead like dinner, done.
Olson goes past the double security entrances, checks in, and heads to a room in the back. Inside, a health worker hands him a syringe through a window. He sits at a long metal table against a wall that's lined with mirrors.
I take the lid off.
A nurse stands by as he finds a good spot on the inside of his arm to inject his drugs.
And I put it in my vein, and then I screw it in like this, and I'm done. Take a Kleenex, put it over top of it, and then take a Band-Aid to stop it from bleeding. And then after that, I put my cap on my lid, I return it, and that's the name of that show.
3 times a day, Olson visits Providence Healthcare's Crosstown Clinic in Vancouver to receive a closely monitored shot of diacetylmorphine, also known as prescription heroin.
I'm on an amount that's a little below average in the amount, and it does the job for me.
Hey, Brent?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your medication.
Okay.
Olson goes to a table outside the injection room and gets a cup with medications for his other health issues. Olson is 55. He's wearing a bright red sports jersey. Growing up, he had big hockey dreams. He wanted to play professionally. But one day during practice, he destroyed his ankle. He couldn't compete anymore. He spiraled into drugs.
You know, I can say one thing about my whole life and everything. Is that I don't know if it's good or bad, but between the ages of 30 and 40, I can't tell you. I don't know what I've done.
Olson says he does know. He spent years shoplifting, in jail, and doing whatever he had to do to feed his heroin addiction. He did try traditional treatment, taking methadone every day. He says that didn't work for him. But back on the streets, he knew he was risking his life, never knowing exactly what he was getting and whether that heroin fix he so desperately sought would be his last. Then he enrolled in Crosstown's clinic.
Well, you know what you're getting here. You know you're safe here. You know that you're not gonna. Yeah, you're not gonna die.
Today, Olson is one of dozens of patients here who inject a measured dose of prescription heroin. Doctors like Scott McDonald consider it a form of treatment for opioid addiction.
This is just one treatment for a chronic, manageable illness, just like diabetes or high blood pressure. It's no different.
McDonald is Crosstown's lead doctor. Before coming here, he worked around the corner, providing traditional first-line treatments for addiction like methadone. That and buprenorphine are the standard medications taken by mouth. But McDonald says not everyone benefits.
This is a life-saving intervention for a small number of folks with a chronic, manageable illness that haven't responded to anything else.
McDonald says studies show conventional addiction treatments don't work for about 1 in 10 people. Research has found for them, they're more likely to stick with prescription heroin than standard treatment. The United Kingdom has used it for nearly a century. Several other European countries have their own programs, too. Crosstown got its start as a pilot study in 2005, becoming the first place in North America to prescribe patients heroin to treat addiction. The clinic imports the drug from Switzerland. Treating an illegal drug addiction with the very drug that people are addicted to may seem like a radical idea. But it's catching on in Canada because of all the overdose deaths.
Now everything's changed. We need to get people opportunity to get a safer supply of drugs.
Mark Tindall directs the region's Center for Disease Control and is a longtime doctor in the neighborhood surrounding Crosstown Clinic. He spent his career working on ways to reduce the harms of drug use. But even with these efforts, a deadly narcotic called fentanyl that's being mixed in with street drugs has upped the stakes. British Columbia experienced a record 1,400 drug-related deaths last year.
If it's at the point where every flop of drugs that people are buying could be, have a high amount of fentanyl and a potent, deadly supply of fentanyl, I don't know what harm reduction service we can do to fight that.
The Canadian regional government has been pushing for an expansion of prescription heroin, providing more funding and backing new clinical guidelines. But this approach is not being embraced everywhere in Canada.
You know, making drugs that are addictive more available is just going to exacerbate the problem.
Marilyn Gladue is a member of the Canadian Parliament representing a county in Ontario. She says the government needs to focus on putting resources into traditional addiction treatment, not prescription heroin.
Keeping somebody safely addicted to drugs is not my definition of success. We would really prefer to see people not get on drugs in the first place or see them treated to get them off drugs.
But the government has eased restrictions on who can prescribe heroin for the treatment of addiction. Most of the clinics offering it, or an injectable pain medication called hydromorphone that's been found to be as effective, are in Vancouver. And the approach has some surprising supporters.
I've been a member of the Vancouver Police Department for 22 years now, and most of that time I've been involved in drug enforcement.
Police, like Bill Spearin. Spearin says his unit makes plenty of drug busts, but fentanyl is cheap and widespread. He sees drug addiction as a health problem, and prescription heroin is just one of many types of treatment for that problem. He says it also keeps people out of jail and the criminal justice system.
I think it would prevent people from having to go out and commit crime in order to support their habit, or spending every dime that they earn to, you know, maintain their opioid addiction.
A handful of new clinics are slated to open in other parts of Canada in the coming months. And since last year, the number of people taking prescription heroin or another kind of injectable opioid to treat addiction has more than doubled in British Columbia, up to about 250 patients. But that number is tiny compared to the tens of thousands of people still injecting illegal drugs and risking a fatal overdose. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.